I'd like to introduce Rob Harding, and he's going to discuss the mill levy increase initiative. So thank you.
This broadcast is coming live from the Lovett Room here in Pinedale at the Public Library. Public's welcome to come and join this forum.
Thanks, Terry. I wanted to thank the Chamber for putting this event on tonight. It's great to actually have some people come out to a public meeting. I just wanted to have just take 2 quick minutes and talk about the mill levy increase that the healthcare district is proposing next week. And just to give you a little bit of information about that. First of all, 65% of the revenue for the health from the healthcare district comes from the mill. Thank you. Comes from the mill levies. Last year it was 75%. So we've done a great job of reducing that dependency. Our goal is 50%. We will always be dependent on those mills. Just the way that we are set up and the services that we provide, we will never be able to operate without that support. The value of the two mills are expected to decrease by 50% starting in July. And because of that, the board has decided to have an election and to allow us to go up to 4 mills if we need to. We've made significant reductions already in our current budget, good 25%+ in the budget that we're currently in. And on top of that, we've been able to save another $1 million just through cost savings and reorganization of certain procedures and processes. So we're going to come in under our budget this year, which is great, probably the first time in the history of the district. So the question that we were going to propose is to allow us to go up to 4 mills if necessary. That doesn't necessarily mean that we will have 4 mills. The value of those mills has fluctuated so much over the past few years. It's been anywhere from $1 million to $6 million per mill. And it's hard to maintain a level of service with that dramatic fluctuation. Our goal is to maintain the current level of healthcare that we have, and we are constantly, daily refining that process and looking for ways to save money and reduce our costs. And we have great physicians and EMTs and staff, and we provide excellent healthcare for a small community this size. And we're glad to be able to be here and talk about it. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob. Are you going to be available afterwards for questions? Okay.